Facebook asks, "What's on your mind?" Yet it's a computer automated question. A lot of people daily ask others, "How are you?" Yet not everyone really cares about your answer. But do you know what? Jesus does. Today he wants you to know that he cares. And while he already knows how you're doing, he just wants you to tell him about it and to know how much he cares for and loves you. Be real with Jesus. Without Jesus, people follow destructive paths that lead to eternal disaster and separation from God. But with Jesus, people are saved from sin and death. It's a choice. Receive or reject Jesus, who died on the cross in your and my place. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's God's word from John 3:16. Hey, everybody battles something. That's just part of occupying this planet. But when you know Jesus, you know victory. Only with Jesus do I have victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Think about that. We have the victory through Christ. And it's not just something to say to make us feel better. It's a reality. Victory is reality when it's in Jesus. The only way to victory over sin and death, all this crazy evil in this world, the only way to victory is Jesus. And in spite of this crazy world, I thank God that he already has planned my path. His word says that we, quote, are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Unquote. That's from Ephesians 2, verse 10. Since my Lord Jesus saved me, and I have personally known him, received him in my heart, I repented and turned to him, and he came into my heart and life. Ever since, God continues to hold me, and he always does what he's told me in his word. He never backs away, and he always leads the way. Praise the Lord for being who he is. But you know, you have to know Jesus for this to be so. Repent and receive Jesus as Savior and Lord. He alone deserves all praise. Amen. I hope you said amen back, because it's the truth. Now, for those of you on Facebook, let's be sure not to tell Facebook what's on our mind, but rather to tell Jesus first what's on our mind and heart. He loves you. He loves me. Oh, how he loves us. We can depend on Jesus. Prayer tip of the week. This week, be sure to bear your heart first to Jesus. Let's pray and do that right now. Sound good? All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for loving us. We thank you that you sent Jesus to die on the cross for us, to bear our punishment for all our sins, to conquer sin and death. We welcome you, Lord Jesus, in our hearts. We welcome you and ask you to save us. We rely on you alone for salvation. We confess you as Savior and Lord. You are God. You are good, Lord Jesus. And now I pray for all praying pals and all the prayer requests submitted. Lord, we just ask that you would just draw people to yourself, that your will would be done for each request submitted. We thank you, Lord, that we can depend on you. And we do so today. And we release our cares to you. Thank you for being willing to bear our burdens for us. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you for the 100% eternally guaranteed victory in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now remember, folks, you can send your prayer requests 24/7 to prayingpals.org, and each week we pray over that prayer list like we just did. In addition to your local church, remember that you can always share and get prayer at prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends, and remember that Jesus loves you. Go tell somebody that he loves them too. Go tell the world that Jesus saves. God bless you, my friends.